This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Peter Mowry, CEO of Diamond Aircraft. Diamond became the last aircraft manufacturer to announce layoffs. Peter, layoffs are nothing new in this industry. It's a tough market out there right now, isn't it?
It's a very tough market. The layoffs might not be new in the industry, but they're new to us. We haven't had a reduction in workforce in the last 8 years and have had steady growth. So it is quite unusual for us and indicative of the market.
Okay, well, what's the order book looking like for Diamond at the moment?
That depends on the model that you're considering. We have very good order books for a few aircraft that are still under development, for example, the D-Jet and also the Lycoming-powered Twin, and, of course, next-gen aircraft in Europe featuring the Austro engine. However, the aircraft that we are producing and we're capable of delivering, especially here out of the North American facility, the DA-20 and the DA-40 right now, there we have some issues, in particular with the higher volume production DA-40, the four-seater. Again, we sell our aircraft into multiple markets. That's always been our strategy, and that's paying off to some extent right now. We find that the biggest weakness is in the retail sales by private pilots, and that's obviously due to the economy, people having lower confidence, and the consumer confidence is down, access to credit, banks requiring higher deposits and so forth. There are still sales, of course, that are happening, and for somebody that is in a position to buy an aircraft, it's a good time to buy an aircraft. It's quite competitive out there, and it's a good time, actually, for somebody to buy if they're in a position to buy. So that market is actually a little bit weak right now, or very weak, resulting in the layoffs. On the flight training side, we're doing a bit better, and specifically we're talking about the commercial professional pilot training programs. We have over 50 orders for DA-40s for 2009 delivery already, which is very strong on the fleet side. We also have orders for the Lycoming-powered Twin. We expect to deliver that at the end of Q1, very early Q2. And so at that point, we expect to be able to recall back, or prior to that, we expect to be able to recall some of the employees that were unfortunately laid off yesterday.
Now, the upsurge or the uptick in the training market is kind of an anomaly in all of this. How do you account for the relatively strong sales to the training market?
I don't really see it as upsurge. We've always sold into the training market, and it's been relatively steady. In our particular case, we have some good fleet contracts. One that was recently announced is for 20 DA-40s that are going to be used in the U.S. Air Force Academy flight program. And these aircraft are ordered by DOS Aviation and will be operated by Blue Sky and DOS Aviation for the U.S. Air Force Academy. So that came at a welcome time, quite frankly, to get a 20-aircraft fleet deal just prior to Christmas. That certainly helps. We also have some export sales. We have a total of 22 aircraft going into commercial flight schools in India, two separate schools. One is the Indira Gandhi School, Ikrua, and another one is called Gondia. We've already started shipping some aircraft.
Maurer says all the layoffs occurred on the DA-40 line, and development projects like the D-Jet and the Lycoming Twin are unaffected. This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.